This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, it's Adam in the Newscast studio. Now, this is something we don't normally do on Newscast. It's known in the trade as a teaser, which is when you sort of preview a real treat that's coming up in your podcast. And we've got a real treat coming for you in the next episode of Newscast. It's going to be dropping on Saturday, and it is a long interview with the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, with him being quizzed by me and Chris Mason. And there is so much to quiz him about. There's the fact that he's just about to mark his first 100 days as Prime Minister, although Downing Street say he's actually not marking it or celebrating it at all. But there's lots of things have happened in those 100 days that we can ask about. A few successes and also a few things that he's been criticised for. For example, his management of Downing Street, where he's had to hire a new chief of staff. Also, there's some big news just on the horizon in the next couple of days. Keir Starmer is going to be welcoming loads of big business leaders from around the world to the UK for an investment summit where he's hoping to drum up billions and billions of pounds of investment to help him with his number one mission, which is economic growth. And I do wonder if actually this marks the point where he switches from, oh, the Tories left us such a bad fiscal inheritance, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, an approach that he's been kind of criticised for, and whether this is when he does the handbrake turn to be more optimistic and starts talking the country up again. You will be able to hear every single word he says and every single one of my potentially garbled questions to Keir Starmer in the Newscast feed very soon. Prime Minister, welcome to the Newscast studio.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.